You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth React today. The Sacramento French Film Festival is hosting its 11th annual Winter Shorts Fest on Saturday, tomorrow, with the best nine French short films nominated for the 2018 César Awards, also known as the French Oscars. Executive and Artistic Director Cécile Mouette-Downs joins us with a preview, and welcome back to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to apologize ahead of time if I mispronounce anything French.
That's okay. You're forgiven.
For those of who are unfamiliar with the Shorts Festival, how does it work?
So every year the César happen, just like the Oscar, and in France it's the César were implemented way later. So I think it's only the 44th ceremony or 43rd, but so it's happening actually today in France, and so we get all the short films that are nominated, so in the animation and live action category, and we present them in Sacramento, usually the day after the ceremony happened. So we know the winners, but the audience is not supposed to go online to check that. And so our audience watch the films, and then at the end they vote for their own.
Right.
We call that the Sacramento César. So it's pretty fun. People enjoy it. It's always nice short films, you know, because, you know, they're like 15, 20 minutes long.
Well, that's our attention span nowadays.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And if you don't like one, you know that another one's coming. And
So I mentioned earlier that I might mispronounce something French. Do you have to know French to enjoy this festival?
No. We always present our films with English subtitles, mm-hmm. always.
Let's talk about this year's lineup. Are you impressed by it?
Yeah, it's a very interesting lineup. Usually, you know, short films are directed by younger filmmakers who just started. So often the subjects deal with, you know, youth and
angst.
You know, yes, or, you know, fear. Yeah, so we have a few of these. I mean, mostly deals with teenagers, and so one of my favorite is called, in French, is called Le Bleu Blanc Rouge de Mes Cheveux, which would be the blue, white, and red of my hair, but it's been translated by to French, simply.
Right.
And it's a young girl who's a straight A student, and she's from Cameroon origins, but she was born and raised in France. And her dad promised her that she could request a French citizenship once she graduated from high school.
And we have a little clip from that right now. So let's just play a quick clip from the Cameroon.
Merci pour ce grand jour, Seigneur. Merci d'avoir mené ma chère petite fille jusqu'au bac. Et puisse son frère suivre le même chemin. Amen.
Mais je croyais que j'étais camerounais.
Mais t'es surtout français puisque t'es né ici.
Okay, and so most of us did not understand what was being said there, but this is a film about immigration, which is important in France and in the U.S. right now.
Yes, exactly, and it shows immigration in a very positive way, because, you know, this girl, she just got, you know, educated, and she's just very, and she wants to become French, but in Cameroon you cannot have dual citizenship,
uh-huh.
so she would have to give up being, you know, a Cameroon nationality.
And her dad's
and
not
so
thrilled
her dad
with that
is
idea.
Not thrilled with that. So in 20 minutes, there's always so much in all these films.
So what are some of the other topics in the live action, not in the animated, but in the live action, what else do we have? We have immigration. And what would be another hot topic?
Well, we have quite a lot of immigration.
A lot of them are immigration-based.
Well, we have another one that deals with immigration called Les Misérables, about a police squad. And again, you know, a young policeman, it's his first day on the job, and he has a lot of, you know, great ideas on how things should happen. And then he's confronted with, you know, the reality. And so it's a much harder It's a much harder film, obviously, than Le Bleu Blanc Rouge de Mes Cheveux. One that is really interesting. It's about a young girl who's going to go visit her mother in jail. And she's going to see
her for the first time
mm-hmm. since her mom has been imprisoned. And it's a very, very moving film. So, again, you know, it's all this really important subject told in very short time, and I really like short films. I think that they're always brilliant
little nuggets of storytelling.
Yes,
one of them comes across as a music video to me, the Easy Rider one. For motorcycle enthusiasts might like that. Do you know the one I'm talking about? I thought it was is it not called Easy Rider?
No, I don't think we're having this.
Okay, maybe that's at a different festival.
Maybe. We mostly have, and we have another film also called Debout Kinshasa, or Kinshasa, that takes place in Kinshasa, actually, about a young boy who wants to go to school and doesn't have good shoes, so he's been told he cannot attend school. And so he has to be very inventive to find ways to get shoes and to go to school. And it's a very cute short film.
Yeah, dealing with the issue of what class or...
Yes, about, of course, poverty in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking with Sacramento French Film Festival executive and artistic director Cécile Mouette-Downs about tomorrow's short film event. Let's move to the animated shorts now. And do we see some of the similar themes?
No, the animated films are more like dreamlike or, you know, science fiction or a little more witty. And there is one called I Want Pluto to Be a Planet Again, who deals with... It's almost like an episode of Black Mirror.
Oh yeah,
you know, like it deals with an H-minus man who's in love with an H-plus girl, and so how can he?
These are genetic mutations.
This is actually how would you call that? You get enhanced. Yes, mm-hmm. So that's why it's like more technology.
right. Uh huh.
And you have one that deals with a young man who realized that. In his family around him, everybody's bald. And so he knows he's going to become bald. And he's just like really anxious about that. So we have a little bit of the, young people angst in the animation too, I guess.
He knows he's going to be bald because one day he looks across at all of his uncles and his dad. And
exactly.
He sees the trend. The writing is on the wall. Right.
Yes.
How many different short animated films are
there?
So
there's four animated and five live action.
And do you see them all in one sitting? How does that work?
Yes, we have we have an intermission, obviously, and mm-hmm. we're going to have a bar also that's going to be open so all night long. So if you don't like one film, you can just go and have a drink.
Well, I was going to ask.
And it benefits the film festival.
It's a French film festival, so I imagine there must be wine there.
Yes, there's going to be wine, and we're going to make champagne cocktail too.
Oh, so. Champagne cocktails and food?
No, there's not going to be food, but you can always get the popcorn at the from the Crest.
Right. Of course. So tomorrow is the event, but in June is the big main event.
Yes.
And how does that play out?
That is a very different story. We're showing mostly feature films. And I mean, we're actually showing short films prior to each feature film. We're gearing toward that. We're actually going to check, what the result of the César are tonight to see what film we want to bring to Sacramento. So, yeah, for us, this short film screening, it marks like the beginning of us planning for June. So that's it's exciting.
Well, best of luck with both events. Sacramento French Film Festival Executive and Artistic Director Cécile Mouette-Downs, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And I should mention Sacramento French Film Festival, the Winter Shorts Festival. It's at the Crest Theater tomorrow, March 3rd, a day after, as was mentioned, the 43rd annual César ceremony. A reminder, the Oscars this Sunday with coverage beginning at 5 p.m. on ABC. There will be several Lady Bird-themed watch parties, including at St. Francis High School, which Greta Gerwig attended. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.